beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen will continue testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. That trial in New York has also become a way for Republicans to show their support for the presumptive nominee. House Speaker Mike Johnson will attend the trial today. ABC's Rachel Sconce's vice presidential hopefuls have also turned up.
Yesterday, we saw Senator J.D. Vance, who used to be a critic of Donald Trump. Well, now he's one of his staunchest supporters and defenders. Today, we're going to see former rivals Vivek Ramaswamy and also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They will be outside the courthouse, and later today there'll be a fundraiser with other VP hopefuls, Senators Tim Scott and Marco Rubio.
President Biden will announce steeper tariffs on Chinese tech products today. Electric vehicle tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine, meeting with President Zelensky and pledging continued U.S. support. And two people were killed in severe weather in Louisiana. There have been tornadoes reported for 19 consecutive days. This is ABC News. A success in Baltimore. Controlled explosions breaking through pieces of the Key Bridge, laying over the cargo ship that took it down in March. Officials are hoping to get the ship back into port this week. What may be the biggest season opener for the WNBA since the league began nearly 30 years ago is set to tip off with four games tonight.
Rookie superstars Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, and Camila Cardozo bringing an unprecedented level of interest in women's basketball, along with Caitlin Clark getting much of the attention.
I feel now like getting out there for the first time is really exciting, and it'll be super special.
Clark's Indiana Fever kick off in Connecticut tonight against the Sun. The team selling out a home opener for the first time in more than 20 years. Clark and the incredibly popular draft class ushering in a new era of the WNBA.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Several airlines are suing the Department of Transportation over rules that would require upfront disclosure of some fees. The airlines say it'll be too confusing. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators vote today to override as many as 36 of Governor Evers' vetoes, including a bill to fight PFAS pollution. At the same time, Evers is countersuing the Republican-controlled legislature to release $50 million for a new school literacy program. Each side is accusing the other of obstruction. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president in Wisconsin is expected to be close. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pirates steal a win from the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled but lost 8-6 to Pittsburgh last night. Jake Bowers hit his first career grand slam in the eighth to bring the crew back to within one, but the Pirates hit another home run in the ninth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle. We did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game.
Some bad news for the Brewers veteran Rhys Hoskins. Pulled a hamstring rounding the bases at first.
Just felt a little grab in the hamstring, and kind of learned over the years, especially not to push soft tissue stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else for you guys right now.
College football, the Badgers are going to play Alabama Saturday, September 14th, kickoff 11 a.m. It's the first time the Crimson Tide has played at Camp Randall since 1928.
Your best players are your most competitive leaders. You got a chance. You got a hell of a lot better chance to finish.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Elmerwood Conference track meet held yesterday down in Abbotsford. Stratford sweeping the boys and girls team events. Shawamigan led by Autumn Mikulski, a three-time champion, and winning three different events. Phillips, highlights on the Phillips side, on his way to a second-place finish in the pole vault. Ben Bernig, he broke his own school record yesterday that was set previously, he set previously this year. His previous vault high was 13.3 last night. He went 13.6, and he also scored team points in all four of the events he was in. Gavin Esterholm was a two-time conference champion last night on the boys' side, winning the 800 and the 1600. Senior Hayden Sokolowski had an excellent meet also, scoring team points in three events. And junior Sarah Knack and sophomore Leah Harper also placing high. Leah placing getting team points for the loggers. And the girls' 4x8 relay team, they were conference champions last night, along with Sarah and Leah that we mentioned earlier. They had Addie Gabe and Ruby McCormick. They were the other half of the conference 4x8 relay team. We have the results, complete results, 98QCountry.com under the sports scores. We will be chatting with Coach Patterson of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles about their day yesterday at the conference meet. She will join us a little bit later on this morning after 9 o'clock.
Get ready for May specials at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They're not just about fixing cars and trucks. They're about building community. For every lube oil filter change this May, they'll donate $5 to the playground project at Old Abe Memorial Park. Plus, $39.99 on every brake and suspension service goes straight to the cause. New marine and power sport service is available now, with 24-hour towing and reliable summer-ready service. Plus, D&D Tire and Auto on Highway 13. Join them in driving change and supporting their community.
Here's a look at your Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 15th of May. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. Tomorrow they'll be serving up barbecue chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, sliced carrots, and fruited pudding. Sounds wonderful. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, Brentwood, Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds and a few showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Today's outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced annual game warden and staff awards for public safety and resource protection in the Badger State. I'll share names when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the 2023 award recipients from the Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection in honor of exemplary public service. The division's management team selected the recipients from nominations submitted by their peers. Award recipients this year included Warden William Hankey, who won the Harold D. Hetrick Investigative Excellence Award. Warden Adam Strelo received the Torch Award. Kyla Sasse was named the Wisconsin Hunter Education and R3 Professional of the Year. Charlie Nettesheim received the Division Excellence Award. Warden Zachary Seitz was named the Mississippi Flyway Waterfall Protection Officer of the Year. The Wisconsin Bowhunters Association Warden Award went to Nicholas King. Warden Brad Dahlquist was named the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Warden of the Year, and the Safari Club chapter honored Lieutenant Chris Shea. Finally, congratulations to Officer Kurt Haas, who is the Wisconsin National Wild Turkey Federation Officer of the Year. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Crazy. that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
My buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone.
98QCountry.com.
It's 28 past 8, sunshine galore. Going to be a little bit of just a weird sunshine out there with the high haziness due to the Canadian fires today. Yesterday was definitely a mist. We were out golfing yesterday. Kind of got used to it after a while, but, just a little kind of burning of the eyes, and it just felt weird out there yesterday. And it is supposed to dissipate here through the week, we're hoping. So we'll see if that is the case. For those of you out traveling around today, just want to let you know that County Road W, they're doing a little bit of work on that today between Phillips and Winter. So they're not closing a stretch. They're just reducing it to one lane. But if you're traveling on W today, note that there will be a stretch that will be just one lane. If you can avoid it, They'd probably appreciate that. Less traffic, the better, as they're trying to get some work done. And that'll be happening until 3:30 this afternoon right here in Price County. We've got some birthdays. If you have a local birthday or anniversary, if I was to tell you, you could have a free cake. You could just have a free sheet cake. Go on down to Super One. They're not cheap anymore, these cakes. They're very good, too. If I could tell you could have a free cake, well, you wouldn't pass that up, right? Well, we give one away every Friday. And if you have a birthday or anniversary that has been celebrated in the previous week, you're eligible. All you got to do is let us know about it. 715-762-3221. And we'll get to all of our birthdays, including the Hollyweird celebrity birthdays, after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen will continue testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. That trial in New York has also become a way for Republicans to show their support for the presumptive nominee. House Speaker Mike Johnson will attend the trial today. ABC's Rachel Sconce's vice presidential hopefuls have also turned up.
Yesterday, we saw Senator J.D. Vance, who used to be a critic of Donald Trump. Well, now he's one of his staunchest supporters and defenders. Today, we're going to see former rivals Vivek Ramaswamy and also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They will be outside the courthouse, and later today there'll be a fundraiser with other VP hopefuls, Senators Tim Scott and Marco Rubio.
President Biden will announce steeper tariffs on Chinese tech products today. Electric vehicle tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine, meeting with President Zelensky and pledging continued U.S. support. And two people were killed in severe weather in Louisiana. There have been tornadoes reported for 19 consecutive days. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through nine innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, two doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Reese's injury, obviously he's got a hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders. We just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know what I mean?
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, Merrillwood Conference track meet held yesterday in Abbotsford. Complete results for you at 98qcountry.com under the sports score tab. We'll talk more about that and specifically some of these Shawamigan athletes. Coach Patterson will join us for a Coach's Show segment coming up after 9. We'll talk a little bit about your money with Matthew from Pioneer Financial Services in just a little bit. We're going to talk about your health right now. We've got Dr. Claire and Tracy with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And this is a timely subject today, talking about hydration because for my son's birthday yesterday, we golfed 18 holes, my first exposure outside to a lot of sunshine, and I should have drank more water. I drank some, but it's very important when we get out there to stay hydrated, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
That's usually a lot more than what people think they should be drinking for water.
Yeah, yeah. So what should we be drinking, or what are some good tips to stay hydrated?
Yeah, so a great rule in general for just everyday consumption is half your body weight in ounces. So an example of that with some easy math, a 200-pound person, you cut 200 in half, that's 100. That 200-pound person should be drinking 100 ounces of water. Or if we have, you know, a 160-pound person, that person should be drinking 80 ounces of water. And that's just kind of your standard baseline. Obviously, if we're exercising vigorously, if we're doing yard work outside and sweating, we want to bump that up even more to combat that water that we're losing in that sweat.
Sure, sure. So what are some signs if someone is not drinking enough water, or how does the body tell you that it doesn't like that? What does it yell at you about?
So pretty common would be some headaches. We're not recovering as well. At a cellular level, our cells just aren't functioning optimally. We usually don't see signs of that unless it's a little further, or we're quite dehydrated, or we're dehydrated for a long period of time. But really, if we want our cells and therefore our body to be functioning at its very best, we need to make sure that they're properly hydrated.
Okay. Now, what about someone who maybe hasn't, someone's listening right now and they say, I don't drink hardly any water at all. And all of a sudden now they start pumping 80, 90 ounces of water into their body per day. What can they expect? That fear of the unknown of what's the body going to do all of a sudden when it has all this water?
Yeah, well, your body's probably going to be a little surprised that it has all that water accessible. So you may be running to the bathroom more to start until that body realizes, oh, I'm actually getting the proper amount of water and I can utilize it as needed. So there might be a little transitional period where your body's figuring out that you're actually hydrating properly.
Right, right. The way that you get water, some people say, well, I drink coffee, and that's a lot of water in there. I drink soda, there's a lot of water in there. Does that count?
I would say no. So caffeine, the water in coffee kind of gets offset by the diuretic effect of the caffeine. So while there's plenty of water in the coffee, like you said, it also does make us have to go to the bathroom more frequently. So we want to be increasing our water intake. A nice little rule that I like to suggest is before you drink your morning coffee, try and get at least one full cup or even two cups of water in before you have your coffee.
All right. What does the old saying go? Water, there is no life without water, right? Isn't that what the, mm-hmm. or something like that anyway, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hydrate when we're out and about doing stuff. And if your body's, extra achy, or if you have headaches, if it's just not feeling right, usually, a good chug of water is good. Now, what if somebody wakes up in the morning and they say, oh, I'm going to drink all 80 ounces here in the first hour I'm awake? Should we be spacing this out during the day? Or?
Yep. Yeah. So I would aim for about eight to 10 ounces per hour, especially putting a focus on hydrating in the beginning of the day. So on average, 8 ounces per hour. And then obviously whenever you're exercising or whenever you're outside and you're working up a sweat, we want to make sure that we're replenishing at that time as well.
Right. All right. Well, folks have any questions, they can always reach out to North Lakes Community Clinic at 715-762-2950. And give us for those who may be listening for the first time, Dr. Claire or Tracy, give us a quick outline of some of the services that are offered there at North Lakes, if you could.
For massage therapy is one that's offered. We work with chronic pain, acute pain, like hand numbness, tingling, headaches, and sinus issues. With all this pollen and allergies going around, a lot of people are coming in with chronic sinus complaints. We can help drain the sinuses and clear you up so that way you can breathe a little bit easier. On top of all our gardening that we're doing, the bending over and, you know, kind of straining the low back that we haven't strengthened over the winter because we didn't have any snow.
Yeah.
So that's one service that we offer. We also offer behavioral health and then
chiropractic, of course, so kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Acute, chronic, we cover it all.
Chiropractic care, yeah. Do you have a specific exercise that can solve my severe slice out on the golf course? Anything you can do for me there? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. We might have to work on that one in person. But.
Or if you know anybody who's a good golfer, yeah. 762-2950 if they have any questions out at North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Claire and Tracy, thank you so much for the information this morning.
Of course. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you much. North Lakes Community Clinic. Yeah, drink some water. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough sometimes. You got to get a big old bottle or something and measure it out. And, you got to be a little proactive on that. But the body wants and needs water to stay healthy. It's 8:41. We'll do some little birthdays and we'll talk a little financial here with Matt Krieger in just a moment.
Baroka's Wreaths is now open for the season. Baroka's Wreaths has a large selection of silk flowers and hanging baskets, Memorial Day saddles, ground vases, easels, chimes, and more. And you can browse the new arrivals like gnomes, solar hanging wind chimes, yard decor, spinning butterflies, spinning yard stakes, crosses, and kissing balls, and more. And don't miss Baroka's Wreaths open house May 17th, 18th, and 19th for discounts, door prizes, and food and beverages. Baroka's Wreaths open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. And weekends from 9 to 1. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry.
The ugly truth is,
when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds and a few showers showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. We'll get to all of our birthdays, celebrity and local, in just a little bit, so you still got time to do that. 715-762-3221. Each Tuesday, we take a little time to talk about your money, and we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services to do just that. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Oh, I was hanging out down close to your area yesterday, down at Inshallah and Tomahawk, doing a little golfing yesterday. So anytime you can get 18 in on a weekday, that's a good day, Matt.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful day for golf, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually went last night as well, last night after work. Just got a quick 9 in, not 18, but...
Yeah, I probably should have maybe taken a couple holes off. I haven't golfed that much in a couple of years, but it's a good pain. It's a good pain this morning. So,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
And I got a couple of pars too, so that always helps to ease the pain a little bit.
Well, good. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the healthcare, the healthcare reform and the healthcare.gov and all that stuff, because some people may be delving into that for the first time. Others may be familiar with it. It's been around for a while, hasn't it, Matt?
It has, yeah. It's been around since actually 2010, so which seems like just yesterday, but that was 14 years ago already.
Yeah, but some people maybe haven't had to use it. Maybe they've had health care through their work or whatever, and they're now using it for whatever reason. So let's get them some of the facts and information about using that and kind of how it works.
Yeah, so and that's exactly it. You know, it's very important for people to understand how the healthcare marketplace works. Whether it's, you know, if you want to retire, it's certainly becoming a good option before Medicare, before you're 65, generally speaking, at least. And or of course, if you're going through a job loss or a job change, and maybe that new job doesn't offer health insurance. So that's why I thought today would be a good time to talk about that.
Okay.
And included in the Affordable Care Act is the creation of a health insurance exchange or marketplace through which individuals and families can compare health insurance policies and purchase coverage. The ACA also provides premium tax credits and cost-sharing subsidies to help reduce the cost of premiums and out-of-pocket expenses for health insurance.
All right.
So... eligible individuals and families purchasing insurance through a marketplace may be entitled to a premium tax credit, otherwise known as a PTC, that can reduce the cost of insurance for you. If you qualify, you can elect to have the credit amount paid to your insurance company to decrease monthly premiums that you pay, or you can claim the premium tax credit on your tax return. So a good way to think about that is if you have a plan that, you know, off the marketplace would cost $1,100 per month, and your premium tax credit was $1,000 per month, you basically get to subtract that premium tax credit, and you would pay $100 per month.
Okay.
And then there's, of course, eligibility for tax credits. You need to certainly be eligible. And a couple of the requirements are, first, you must be a U.S. citizen or have proof of legal residency, and you must buy health insurance through a marketplace. Second, your household modified adjusted gross income is within a certain range based on the federal poverty level. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. The third criteria for eligibility is that you are not eligible for minimum qualifying insurance coverage through your employer or a government program such as Medicare or Medicaid. So generally speaking, if your employer offers insurance that's minimum qualifying insurance coverage, you would not qualify for the marketplace. The same goes for if you're eligible for marketplace Medicare insurance, that you would no longer be eligible for marketplace insurance.
Okay.
And the fourth is if you are married, you and your spouse must file your tax return jointly. And lastly, you are not claimed as a dependent by another person. If you meet all those criteria, you would certainly be eligible for a premium tax credit.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, we talk a little bit about the poverty tax credits and the federal poverty level, And whether you qualify for a premium tax credit depends on your household income and family size. Income limits are based on a percentage of the federal poverty level. Household income is your modified adjusted gross income, plus the income of every other individual in your family who files an income tax return and for whom you claim a personal exemption deduction. The modified adjusted gross income is essentially your adjusted gross income plus any excluded foreign income, non-taxable Social Security benefits, and tax-exempt interest. And if your modified adjusted gross income falls between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, you may be entitled to a premium tax credit.
All right.
Again, if your income falls within the federal poverty level parameters, the premium you're required to pay for insurance purchased through a marketplace is reflected as a percentage of your household income. If you have a family of three, for example, and your household income is between $19,720 and $99,440, you will be eligible for a premium tax credit. The actual premium tax credit amount is based on the premium for the second lowest cost silver plan available through the marketplace. And if you elect to buy a more expensive coverage through a gold or platinum plan, you'll be responsible for a higher premium. Okay. And when you apply for insurance through the marketplace, they will estimate the amount of your premium tax credit based on information you provide. Before you actually apply for the insurance, you can get an idea of whether you'll qualify for a premium tax credit and what that amount is. And that's something that we do often is let's first look at, if you qualify for a premium tax credit, but then what that amount is, and then look at the plans that would make sense for you based off of that information.
Okay.
And then the next thing I want to talk about were the cost-sharing subsidies. And in addition, to premium tax credit, the ACA also provides additional assistance to lower-income individuals through tax subsidies that can reduce cost sharing by lowering point of service costs such as deductibles and co-payments. This is done by allowing families with incomes at or below 250% of the federal poverty level to be eligible for insurance with higher values, meaning the plan will pay for more of the covered benefits. And so according to the government website, healthcare.gov, those eligible for cost-sharing subsidies must purchase a silver plan through a marketplace. However, the benefits covered by the plan will be comparable to either a gold or platinum plan, which pays for more of the covered benefits, which in turn reduces the out-of-pocket costs for the insured family. The percentage of benefits for which the plan will pay is as follows. So if your income falls between 100 and 150% of the federal poverty level, the plan will pay 94% of covered benefits. For income between 150% and 200% of the federal poverty level, the plan will pay 87% of covered benefits. And lastly, for income between 200% and 250% of the federal poverty level, the plan will pay 73% of covered benefits.
Okay.
All right. And lastly, the out-of-pocket limit. The ACA limits the total amount people must pay for essential benefits covered by non-grandfathered plans purchased through a marketplace. For 2024, the limits are $9,450 for an individual plan and $18,900 for a family plan. These limits do not include premium costs or balanced billing amounts for non-network providers and other out-of-network cost sharing or spending for non-essential health benefits. So really what's done there is putting a cap on how much a family or an individual has to spend on health insurance for their maximum out-of-pocket costs.
Right. Well, I mean, the healthcare reform way back in 2010, Matt. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like it found a way to make health care somewhat affordable for those who fall within the income guidelines, working with insurance companies. So it's kind of helped both sides, I guess. And the government does help out those who may need some help, and plus kind of kept that public side of the insurance company thing going too. So it seems to have worked pretty effectively. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that generally speaking, there's people that can talk, you know, have not very good things to say about the marketplace, but it has certainly improved over time, you know, as we've gone on. And it's really become a very, very good option for people in situations like we talked about, whether it's going through a job loss or a new job, or you want to retire before age 65. It's really become a very important part of a financial plan, you know, because that income is so tight. To health insurance creating that plan to keep health insurance costs reasonable.
Yeah, and if people want to find out if they're eligible, I mean, healthcare.gov website is a good place to go, and there's all the information you talked about is there, and people can get information on there and actually apply through there, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And if that seems overwhelming, know that we're certainly here to help to go through those options with you. I know a lot of people want help with estimating their income, for example, especially in retirement when you have different sources and what counts and what doesn't. And that's what we're here for, is to create that plan so that you can get health insurance.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to sit down face-to-face, chat with Matt about that, about what we talked about today or anything financial related, Matt, they can always reach out to you, set up a free initial consultation to kind of find out what it is, what their goal is, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, they can reach out to us at 715-748-3231.
All right, pioneer-financial.net on the web, and check out Facebook too. Locations, where are you located? You got three locations, right?
You got three locations, yep. We're in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips.
All right. Very good. Good information. And it's an ever-changing world for a lot of people, changing jobs, changing retirement. It's always an option to check out. A lot of moving pieces, Matt, as always, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing before go, Joel, certainly wanted to wish everyone a happy belated Mother's Day. Hope everyone has a very nice day on Sunday. And especially want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Patty Flora, and, of course, my wife, Jessie, as well.
All right. Fantastic, Matt. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Yep. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Services. Give him a call if you have any questions. Someone local you can sit down and talk to. 715-748-3231 is the phone number. We are going to get to some birthdays coming up in just a moment, so hang on for that. If you got a local one, we've got a real special local birthday we'll talk about in just a second here. 715-762-3221 is the phone number to reach us at.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the road are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change, plus the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin,
54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore,